we originally called at the head of False River, the upper end, Mr. Thompson had one. That's unusual for today because they all centralized in the city. My grandfather was a pharmacist.
So your mother didn't speak?
She didn't speak it, but she liked it after she came. She liked the French, but she never liked the Creole. Now that might sound strange.
And you weren't...
I picked up the Creole and the French. My grandmother spoke just French. Now that was one of the strange situations that you found in the country. My grandfather, his name was Charles Hazael. And Hazael is a biblical name. You check your Bible and you'll find it in there. He was bilingual. Not only did he speak French and English, and Creole, I guess, too, but he wrote both. And I have letters of he wrote in French, and it was good French. Of course, I learned the local French and picked up the Creole around as I grew up. And when I went to school and college, of course, I took French. But it's a funny thing today that nobody speaks it around in this section. So you lose the art of speaking it. And sometime when, like I met, I took my aunt back into Palo Alto Land, what we call Palo Chico, this fellow addressed her in Creole, and she knew it as a child, I know that, spoke it. And I seemed to have known more of it than she did, and I had to fumble around to answer him in Creole. You understand? French, how you do forget it to some degree.
Yeah.
Of course, when he came out with the words, I knew just what he was saying. But I, to talk back to him, I had to fumble around because I was translating it from the English into the Creole. You understand? Now, my mother tongue was English. And my mother learned it after she came here, the French. But most of the women folks of the generation of my grandmother there spoke only one language. Only all my old aunts, grand-aunts, great-grand-aunts, and I knew them. They were, all spoke French.
Mm-hmm.
But the men were bilingual.
Yeah.
Of course, the men had to face the world around them, and the women folks had stayed home and raised the children in those days.
Yeah.
And if you'd read through the files, the microfilms of the banner, Mr. So-and-so was always going somewhere, but you never did see where Mrs. So-and-so went. The men were always on the move. You know, those of influence in the community. I'm not speaking of the poor tenants, but I'm speaking of those of influence in their community, like my grandfather, Mr. that was next door, who was a cousin. You see, we are all cousins in this country.
Yes, sir.
I got cousins by the dozens.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me a little about when you were coming up here? Did your father ever farm any?
No. My grandfather did.
Yeah.
But my father was strictly to the drugstore.
Yeah. You had families living on?
Oh, yes. You see one of the old houses left back there? That's just one of them. Of course, there was several. There was one over there. There was one there. There was one in front. Right there, to farm this land. Actually, a man, mule and plow, he couldn't farm too much. You understand?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know exactly how many acres, but at that